In a Colorado courtroom, a lawyer defended what can easily be seen as indefensible. He's trying to save the life of James Holmes. He's arguing his client was insane when he walked into a theater showing a Batman movie and killed a dozen people. The trial will turn on what the jury thinks about Holmes' state of mind. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus watched the opening arguments.
The court gallery was split evenly between journalists from all over the world and victims' families. Their side was stocked with tissue boxes, and they would need them over the next 4 hours of opening statements. Arapahoe County District Attorney George Brockler started with a picture of the back door to the theater stained with blood.
Through this door is horror.
Then he played a 911 call, sounds of gunfire and screaming in the background.
911, where's your emergency?
Brockler is pursuing the death penalty against Holmes, who has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Brockler told the jury that before the shooting, the gunman failed key exams in a neuroscience doctoral program, and that he had been rejected by a woman he dated briefly. And so,
he tried to murder a theater full of people to make himself feel better, and because he thought it would increase his self-worth.
For the first time, prosecutors discussed the contents of Holmes' infamous notebook. It included ravings, drawings, and plans on the best way to commit mass murder. It showed that Holmes scoped out the theater for that night. Brockler says the shooter had spent months purchasing weapons, bomb-making materials, and lots of body armor.
By the time he gets into that theater on July the 20th, there is not a millimeter of flesh that isn't covered by some protective armor or piece of clothing.
Brockler mocked what he says were the gunman's attempts to seem crazy after the fact, noting that two state doctors ruled him legally sane. He ended his presentation by showing large photos of the murdered theatergoers. After a brief recess, Holmes' public defender Daniel King acknowledged that the jury had just experienced some of the awfulness of that night.
And I saw the impact on your faces.
King admitted that his client was behind the shooting, but he added that Holmes wasn't driven by losing a once promising academic career. Instead, it was schizophrenia that was ruining his life, a mental illness passed down through his family.
And in Mr. Holmes' case, he was both blessed and cursed by his genetics, because he's a very smart person, but he was also loaded for mental illness.
King says his psychological experts will argue that Holmes is legally insane. King read nonsensical excerpts from Holmes's notebook. He showed pictures of it to the jury, pages filled with scribbles of the word why, followed by a question mark written over and over again.
One of the court-appointed psychiatrists said that when he first saw the notebook, he described it as being full of a whole lot of crazy.
After the lengthy opening statements, Marcus Weaver, whose friend Rebecca Wingo was killed in the theater, said the lawyer's words were tough to sit through.
I spent a lot of time crying today, just thinking about Rebecca and thinking about what happened that night, the flash of his gun, the noise, the sound, the panic.
The prosecution begins calling witnesses this morning, and the trial is expected to wrap up in September. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.